Lance Ouellette is from the North Peace Applied Research Association, and he joins us on the line for the Ag Show today. Lance, thank you very much for joining us today. We're getting into the summer months of 2022. How are things going at the NPARA?
Yeah, actually things are looking pretty nice lately. You know, lots of moisture. Most of the crops are seeding into really good moisture conditions. So that's something we haven't had to battle this year. And, we haven't had a heat dome yet, so crops are really pushing forward now. Yeah.
What do you think? Are we ahead of schedule or behind schedule or right on schedule as far as maybe seeding is concerned and getting everything into the ground and hopefully having everything grow?
So I guess in the county of Northern Lights and surrounding areas, we're probably about a few weeks behind on seeding. May wasn't so good, but June was really nice weather, especially the early part of June. So even though they're behind by, let's say, a week or two, I think crops will likely catch up and do well here. Yep.
Changing topics a little bit here, Lance. The North Peace Applied Research Association had a rather big speaker and a webinar that happened a couple of weeks ago around the 20th of June, who was from North Dakota on the web. How did that go?
Really well, yeah. So we had a speaker, her name is Dr. Abby Wick from North Dakota State University. And she does a lot of extension out in that part of the country. And, so she came over to the farm and did a soil health workshop and presentation with us. Really well attended and a lot of good takeaways from that. Very practical solutions as well. I guess one of the takeaways was start with what your equipment what you have on available for equipment and see what kind of practices you can work from there, regenerative ag practices. And she was excellent. Yeah, very good speaker.
You said it was very well attended here, Lance. How has been and have you received feedback from the presentation?
And typically for that, even on a year where things are a little bit behind, we did get a good attendance. Probably somewhere around 20 people showed up, which is a little bit difficult around the 20th of June because folks are still out spraying and doing other things. But we've gotten good feedback either through myself or through our producer board members. Mm-hmm. And it's been good that way. Yeah.
How key was this presentation to be made, especially after what has happened with the last couple of years with the pandemic?
Yeah, so a lot of our organization was focused a lot on, in the last 10 years or so, we've been focusing a lot on soil health, trying to improve our soils and reduce input costs while improving crop productivity. And what that means is, we're starting to really explore these practices a little bit further, like swath grazing, bale grazing, cover crops, intercropping, a lot of these kind of regenerative practices that really promote soil health. But taking on a more practical element, right? And sometimes it's just tweaking certain practices, right? Mm-hmm. So like on a swath grazing mix, maybe you'd go from 45 pounds of oats to 35, and then maybe you'd increase your legumes. So a lot of it is just kind of tweaking these practices and trying to make it work for this climate and region. As far as the timeliness, really, soil health, really came about because, the climates are getting more and more variable. Rain events are either non-existent or they're you know, or all of a sudden you get 4 inches of rain, I don't know. So, and the same with the temperature, right? A heat dome out of nowhere, or it could be really nice. So the climate's very variable, and we have to kind of plan for the next drought. And that's kind of the idea of soil health, is to put more resiliency into the ag ecosystem, I guess. Yeah.
Lance, you were mentioning the practices that North Peace Applied Research does, and you mentioned in before the interview that there's a little bit of a difference between you guys and Smoky Applied Research, and that is besides the geography. How much collaboration is there, Lance, between the organizations like SARTA, other jurisdictions, I guess, not necessarily within the County of Northern Lights, but around the Peace region? How much collaboration is there between you and them?
There is a lot of collaboration, a lot of collaboration. It's certainly not competition. We work very closely together. Of course, we're all in different areas, and we have different needs or producer boards, but typically, you know, if we write a grant, we'll have 3 or 4 different organizations, and it does help us get some funding that way. The other part of collaborating with these different associations is that we can bring up speakers from all over. Because, you know, when you bring in a speaker, they typically want to stop at a few different places, but we work very closely with Smoky Applied Research out in Solaire, with Peace Country Beef and Forage Association out in Fairview, and the other one in the Peace is Mackenzie Applied Research Association. They're out in Fort Vermilion. And we work very, very closely, and good relationships throughout.
Is that relationships, or are those relationships, making North Peace Applied Research excited for what's possibly going to happen with the summer and beyond?
Yeah, certainly. As far as getting grant funds, booking speakers, booking events, we work very closely with them, and sometimes it's an idea or a speaker that they come up with, and I just kind of go along with it. But but they're very progressive groups, and they really want to move the needle in terms of soil health and improving our soils and crop productivity. And we all kind of share the same goals, but we're in different regions, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're excellent to work with for sure.
Lance Ouellette is with North Peace Applied Research Association. He joins us here on the Ag Show. Lance, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much, Keith. Have a good one.